الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله told us the secret of the greatest of his blessings, which is tawakkul. Trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the secret of how to achieve this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukira Allahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the mu'mineen, the believers, are those whose hearts shiver with the fear and awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever Allah's name comes before them. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their iman increases when they listen to the tilawat of the Qur'an, when they listen to the ayat of Allah, they see the ayat of Allah around them and within them, their iman increases. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Iman zada hota hai. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they have tawakkul on Allah. So tawakkul, therefore, is the result. Tawakkul is a result of having a heart which is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When you have a heart which is responsive to Allah, the result is tawakkul. Tawakkul is not a cause. As I mentioned before, in the context of other things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world as a world of cause and effect. Allah said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. That for the human being, there is nothing except that which he works for. Allah gives abilities, we have to make the effort. Allah does not make the effort for us. Allah gives us the ability. Allah gave us a brain and He gave us the ability to think. But Allah will not think for us. Allah will not give us ready-made answers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks questions and leaves us with the questions where it is for us to answer. And so on for other things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to think. And in this dunya of cause and effect, in this world of cause and effect, tawakkul is the effect. And the thing that creates tawakkul, the cause for tawakkul, is a heart which is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart which does not respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have tawakkul. Tawakkul is not blind belief. Allah is showing us the causes for tawakkul. A heart which responds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name itself. What does it mean? It means that when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, when you say the heart shivers, what does it mean, the heart shivers? It means that if a person is engaged in anything wrong, no matter what it is, no matter how many justifications a person might have from shaitan himself or from the agents of shaitan who we have made our close friends, what is wrong is wrong, what is right is right. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name comes, the person immediately brings himself back to the path. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ عَارَضَ عَنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you heard the ayat in the surah today. Allah said, who is a bigger zalim? وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ. Who is the azlam is the superlative form of zalim. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ. Who is the biggest zalim? وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ عَارَضَ عَنْهَا. The one before whom the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, and he turns away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what will happen to them? Inna minal mujrimina muntaqimun. Allah said, verily, from the mujrimun, from the people who do this jurum, from these criminals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract retribution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract retribution. Allah will punish them. Inna minal mujrimuna muntaqimun. Allah intiqam lega, yaqeenan intiqam lega. Allah will take revenge. The word revenge is not in keeping with the glory of Allah, so I am not using, I am saying it only to explain the word intiqam. But Allah will extract retribution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish. Who? Those before whom the ayat of Allah come and they turn away. And they make an excuse and they say, this is dunya badal gayi, aisa hua waisa. Now all of this. And the opposite of that is, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The opposite is this, which is a heart which is responsive. It does not turn away. Mistakes everybody does. No one is free from mistake. No one is free from being deceived by shaitan. Nobody is free from doing something wrong. But the difference is what happens thereafter. When you do something wrong and immediately you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does the muttaqi do and what does the one who has no taqwa, what does he do? This is the difference. You may make a mistake, but the minute you are reminded, the minute you are told that this thing is wrong, it displeases Allah, the name of Allah comes, what is the condition of the muttaqi? Wajilat qulubuhum, his heart immediately shivers, his heart responds, he said, tawbah. This is the difference, this is what happened with Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. Both made mistakes. The difference is not the mistake. Both made a mistake and both made the same kind of mistake, which was to go against an order of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis to do something and he did not do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam not to do something and he did it. So basically, it is disobedience of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hukum only. Only one hukum. But what happened thereafter decides the fate of the individual. With Adam alayhi salam, immediately, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Heart shivers with the fear and grace and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediate realization of the mistake, immediate tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave, Allah gave them a nabuwat, Allah gave everything. With Iblis, he also understood his mistake, but he tried to justify the mistake. How can I make sujood to this one? I am superior to him. Ana khairu minhu. So instead of making tawbah, first you make the mistake, then you justify the mistake. No. ثُمَّ عَرَضَ عَنْهَا وَمَنَا سَلَمْ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَةِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ عَرَضَ عَنْهَا. Who is he? When the ayat of Allah comes, when the hukum of Allah comes, you make a mistake, then when you are reminded, you turn away. What is turning away? Turning away is this. Making excuses, justification, this happened, that happened. Result is Jahannam. خَلِدِنَا فِيهَا بَذَا. Allah said, you will stay there forever. So, very important for us to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, first condition of tawakkul is a heart which is responsive. Second condition of tawakkul is, and that is the result of the first, which is when a heart is responsive to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited, when the person sees the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around him and inside him, zadasu imana, his iman increases. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Kya ajeeb al-lakshan. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. How beautiful is this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It brings tears to the eyes, the heart is affected, the whole body is affected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam has an effect on the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recitation, which means now what happens when he goes to salah? Zadatum imana. What happens when he makes dua? Zadatum imana. And the result of this is وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And so he has tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is the result. Tawakkul is the result of understanding and knowing the power and the glory and majesty of the one who you are trusting. تَعَلَىٰ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. Allah is beyond and greater and more glorious than any comparison that can be made, and there is no comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I remember when I first did rappelling, you know, abseiling, with a rope you come off a cliff. The instructor, after he strapped me into the thing and he gave me the rope, he explained to me the strength, the breaking strength of the rope. Now this is a man telling me, I mean, I'm just taking his word, I haven't actually tested, because he told me this rope, you can hang 6 buffaloes on it and it will not break. I'm taking his word for it. How do I know? Did I hang 6 buffaloes to see whether it breaks or not? So, but I take the word of the man, because he is an expert. Right? How do I know he is an expert? Did I see his certificate? I'm just trying to explain to you what, may Allah protect us, what is the actual level of our iman. You will believe an expert who is not even a Muslim. In this particular case, he was not a Muslim. You will believe an expert and you will risk your life on something. But the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, we have no belief. Because where is the proof of the belief? What was the proof of my belief of this expert? The fact that I went off that cliff. We were sitting on the, standing on the top of the Srinagar fort in Pune. And I were, and abseiling will go backwards. You literally step off backwards into the air. And if you look down 300 feet below are rocks. But based on the word of that man, that the rope can take my weight, I went off the cliff. I had a great time. It was very enjoyable, very thrilling. Did that a couple of times. Key is what? Belief in the word of the expert. And belief in the power of that thing which is connecting you to safety. I remind myself when you, what is our belief in the expert? In Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is our belief in that thing which is connecting the rope? Achieve Allah gives shana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a rope. Allah used the word rope. Wa'atasimu bihablillahi jamiyan. Hold the rope of Allah together. Allah actually called it a rope. Wa'atasimu bihablillahi jamiyan. Wala tafarraqu. And don't create divisions among yourself. Don't dispute. What is that belief? And if we have that, you believe the expert and you have trust in that rope, tawakkul has to come. The sign of tawakkul is to take risk. What is the proof that you have faith is you take risk. This is our standard rule, no matter what. The sign of faith is you take risk. If you say you have faith in something, but you don't risk, then you have no faith. It's simple as that. In our life, we have faith in the pilot of a plane who we don't know, who we have never seen, who we know nothing about. But we have faith in the pilot enough to put our life at risk. You're sitting in the plane, does it even occur to you that this man might take the plane and crash and I will die? Does it occur to us? Does it occur to us that the man may be perfectly fine, but maybe while in the flight, maybe, you know, his, some screw goes loose in his brain and God knows what will happen. You know, he might decide to commit suicide and all of us die in the process. Even the thought doesn't occur to us. We have faith. He will take us safely and our life experience proves that the faith is right. Because how many of us died in a plane crash? I mean, if we died in a plane crash, we wouldn't be sitting here. So the point is that the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So our experience confirms the faith. Yes, you can have a faith in the pilot of a plane. Supposing somebody takes you in a private plane, then you might have a doubt. But no, this is an Emirates plane or this is an Air India plane or whatever. We trust the airline or whoever. Proof of faith is to take risk. And faith is a result of experience. My question to myself and you is, what is your experience with Allah? How many times did Allah deceive you? How many times did Allah let you down? How many times did Allah betray you? How is it we have no faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today we have a job. Tomorrow something goes a bit upside, you know, little bit shaky in the job and you start, oh, what happened to me, what happened to my family? What happened to you and your family all these years? How come you even have a family? Why is your family not destroyed already? No faith. One of my shuyukh used to say, you know, in our culture, as you know, sometimes you go to some place and for a dinner and you are sitting on the ground, you eat on a dastarkhan, so the dastarkhan is there and you are sitting there And maybe the host did not know you are there, or maybe he knew, but you know, he wasn't paying attention. So everybody sitting there, and usually if it's a big dawat, then they get the plates and so on from you know, some rental place. So you have an ordinary plate in front of you, and suddenly the host sees you. And many times the host will come to you and he'll take away your plate. He says, "Hey, thara." Or he will even hold you by the hand and you come here, don't eat here. He'll take you up. What does it mean? It means now your dinner is over, finished, you can't eat. You are going to starve today. What will happen to you? Rika bhi hata jaya samne se, hamara ko utha jaya dastar khan pe se. Yehi bolte kya? If your host, who is your close friend, he is your relative, he is your brother, whoever, if he makes you get up from the dastar khan, what does it mean?
More close.
Arey, wo to izzat dene ko utha hai bhai. वो तो इज्जत देने को उठाया. हम इतने बेईमान हैं कि अल्लाह जब कहीं से उठाते हैं हमारे दिल में शक आता है, मेरा क्या हो. 50 साल 60 साल क्या हुआ. सीरियसली थिंक अबाउट दिस. इफ योर होस्ट मेक्स यू गेट अप फ्रॉम दस्तरखान, if he takes away the plate from in front of you, what would you think? He did that to give you izzah, because now he is going to take you inside the house. You are not going to eat with everybody else. He will take you inside his house, you will sit with him, you will sit with the family, you will eat, maybe you will even eat some special things. That is the izzah for you. You are one of the family. When you go to a, even if you go to a wedding, for example, right? Some wedding of a friend or close friend or one of your relatives. You were invited to the wedding, you went to the wedding. But once you go there, once you reach there, your friend says, "Sahid, abhi aana ko baitho. Please come up, just you know, look after the guests." So what is Sahid going to say? "Are kya yaar bhai, mere ko to naukar bana diye," bolte. To be included with the family is this. It is that. Because when everything is over, then the family will sit together and eat. And you are included in that. So you have been temporarily removed from the eating in order to give you more rice. Magar ye Allah ke sath nahi sochte. Kitne beiman. How much, what do we really need to do? Seriously, we have to think and ask ourselves. How can we be so, you know, badguman about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we be so, how can we think so poorly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jala? And that is why with the Salaf, any time they faced any difficulty, two things they would do. Number one is make tawbah and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Check the taqwa. And secondly, feel delighted, very happy. My job, I got kicked out of my job, alhamdulillah. Allah wants to give me from another source, or Allah wants to give me without a source. Main to dua karta, main to, Allah, mere ko, I don't want a job. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept me free from jobs for the last, now I don't know, almost 32 years. I don't want a job. Who wants a job? I don't want work. Who wants work? I want to do the work of Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should I do any other work? I specifically make the, I do not want work. I do not want a job. You feed me. I don't want a zariya. I'm not interested in zariya. You feed me without a zariya. Arey, aapki bhi shaan dege, bhai. Aapko zariya banana hai, to banao. Humne thode maanga. आप फरिश्ते के जरिए भेजो, हमको क्या करना है. हमने इतराज किया क्या, फरिश्ता लाके देगा तो हमने कहा नहीं होना. हमको क्या करना है, भेजो जैसे भेजना है भेजो, हमको क्या करना है. हमने हम जरिए थोड़े मांगे, हमने मांगते हमारे हिसाब से आप वैसे दो, आप दे सकते हैं. तो द होल इशू इज टू हैव कनेक्शन विद अल्लाह, मेक दिस दुआज एंड देन इंशाल्लाह अल्लाह सुभान व तआला विल प्रोवाइड. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anyone has very difficult, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this beautiful dua to, I'll end with this, beautiful dua, says Ali bin Abi Talib, who had some material problem, some money issue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, make this dua. He said, Allahumma kfini bi halalik an haramik, wa aghnini bi fadlik amman siwak. Allahumma kfini bi halalik an haramik, wa aghnini bi fadlik amman siwak. Allahumma akfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make this dua, and even if your debt is the size of the mountain of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay it from his sources. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve any material difficulties and issues you have, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from sources that you cannot imagine, and to fill your heart with tawakkul, so you live with the complete and total understanding that this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not break. And that is what we are connected with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.